Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Allen Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting ninth. The DH, Mike Young. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Habian. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting eighth. The DH, Fred McGriff. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Manuel Lee. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Joe Johnson. And now, play ball. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Murray moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Murray moves to third. Knight moves to second. John Cerutti now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Fernandez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield takes first base on ball four. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix juggles the ball. That's an error on Mullinix. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Young moves to second. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins strikes out. 1 out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dwyer hits a line drive towards first. Upshaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Young moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw strikes out. 1 out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheets. Mullinix reaches second base with a double. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt strikes out. 2 outs. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is hit by the pitch. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Mullinix moves to third. McGriff moves to second. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Mullinix scores. Lee moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knight hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barfield is called out on strikes. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiggins hits a line drive into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mullinix hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Upshaw. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Upshaw steals second. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McGriff hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lee for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Dwyer moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Knight hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwyer scores. Ripken moves to third. Lynn moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Lynn scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 5-1, Orioles. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Mosby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Habian fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 3 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dwyer bunts towards the right side of the infield. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dwyer. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Dwyer steals second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garth Eorg pinch hits for Rance Mullinix. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Garth Eorg now playing third base. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Knight strikes out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Ernie Witt. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheets. Moore reaches second base with a double. Cecil Fielder pinch hits for Fred McGriff. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Rick Leach pinch hits for Manuel Lee. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheets. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Fielder moves to third. It's 5-2, Orioles. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mosby for the out. Fielder scores. Fernandez moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Orioles. Ken Dixon now pitching. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Orioles will come to bat. George Bell now playing third base. Garth Eorg now playing second base. Charlie Moore now catching. Rick Leach now playing left field. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-4 in the game. Wiggins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Wiggins reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 5, Blue Jays, 5. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Henke now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Murray strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. he's got one RBI. Knight hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leach moves to second. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mosby hits a line drive into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Barfield strikes out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sheets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-4 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hanke fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jeff Musselman now pitching. Lee Lacy pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. Wiggins moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lee Lacy now playing right field. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. Murray moves to third. Lynn moves to second. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheets hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fielder is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Leach strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Fernandez reaches third base with a triple. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mosby is walked intentionally. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Mosby moves to second. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Barfield hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.